Testing, testing.
Welcome to podcasts. The new anchor.
I'm very excited to have this new podcast because I mean look at how Anchor looks like. If you've seen the new update of Anchor, oh my goodness, it looks so clean. Everything, the UI, the logo, the bold fonts, it all looks amazing. And congrats to you, Anchor programmers and software developers. I'm pretty much amazed by what you've done until now. Okay, so today I'm going to talk about something nice, something amazing, something called the things I love. Yeah, the things I love. Ha 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 ha. If you know what game engine love is, I'm not going to make that pun. Okay. So, first things first. Today I'm going to talk about what should I talk about? YouTubers you should follow, I think, and they're amazing. Now, the first YouTuber that I think is amazing, this is going to be a gaming themed, whatever, I don't know what to say. The first gaming channel that I think you should follow, that is really underfollowed, is This Week in Video Games. The quality of videos that you get from This Week in Video Games is amazing. Like, if you are a fan of I'm pretty sure if you've been on YouTube before, you've ever heard of video game news and how video game news works and Minecraft news and all these kinds of stuff. Now, it doesn't have, like, the kind of content he releases is the kind of game that he loves, and that is Destiny. Destiny is an amazing game. You should try it out. And he releases a lot of news videos. He's just listening with headphones and all these kinds of stuff. I'm just here talking directly into my phone without anything else. Like, yeah. Just go and follow This Week in Video Games. Not sponsored. Okay, so moving on. Okay, he's generally a great guy. And moving on, Who else? I'll make another video about video game developers and all these kinds of people that you should follow. And if you're interested in any of that stuff, if you're not interested, I'll make other videos. Okay, so whatculture.com is an amazing place where you can listen to top 10 lists. If you plan on releasing any form of art, you should look at video games as a source of inspiration, books, movies, obviously, whatever. Yeah, I like to look at games, because games have achieved so much in so little time. 10 years of amazing games. It's more than 10 years, but indie games is what I'm talking about. AAA games are amazing. But like in this case, I'm talking about indie games. What is my favorite indie game of all time, you ask? My favorite indie game of all time is Celeste. Yes, Celeste. Celeste is a difficult puzzle platformer that really talks about the issue of depression. And probably I'll talk about this game because I've released I talk about TLOU2 before The Last of Us. Yeah, so I'm going to talk about why I think Celeste is amazing, what I think about stories being metaphorically made, and why I love metaphorical stories. The first novel I ever completed was, I think, was The Hang. I'm not sure about it, but it was some full length novel called The Hunger Games: Mockingjay. A lot of people hated that book, but it was the first book of the Hunger Games trilogy that I actually read and completed. Even though I'm an author, I don't read all that much. I don't think a lot of game developers play a lot of games either. I don't think a lot of movie watchers or whatever watch a lot of movies, because most creators are jealous of each other, of one another, and will feel discouraged by the other person or something. It's just the nature of artists. So, what is my other favorite game of all time? My other favorite game of all time that you should play completely is Undertale, one of the greatest games ever made of all time. Why do I love Undertale so much? First of all, Undertale doesn't try to impress you in any way, shape, or form when you first look at it. Like, Undertale is a freeform, free-for-all, mediocre, doesn't care about art thing that a guy named Toby Fox created. It's amazing. It has amazing humor. Humor that doesn't make sense, but humor that really inspired me to start making games and change my way of making books. So, yeah, go and play Undertale, because it inspired me to make humorous novels. And if you're looking into making anything humorous, just look at Undertale. Undertale is a masterpiece. There's nothing like Undertale. I think Celeste and Undertale are mostly better than most forms of art, in my opinion. Yeah, most forms of art that are created by, most fictional works of art. So, this was just another podcast or something of that sort to clear up my throat. My throat is like, Oh, by the way, there's a person that I'd like you to follow as well. Pixel Opinions. The Pixel Opinions YouTube channel is amazing. Go and follow it. Don't hesitate. Don't be worried. Don't do anything else. Just look at these cool people. Yeah. Thank you for listening to this awful podcast and awful whatever that I am saying and I am saying currently, because I don't have my cousin with me to make these things sound funny. And therefore, slap that favorite button, because you are my favorite and I am not your favorite, because my podcasts are terrible and I hate myself. Actually, I don't hate myself. And so I'll be talking about Celeste and Undertale eventually. Probably eventually, now that I've really, really clicked. I mean, checked off that bucket list of the best things that I think about, even though my voice is not the clearest right now. I've re-recorded this once again. I mean, I've recorded it twice now. So, yeah. Favorites. Thank you. May God bless you, okay? Okay. Also, before I leave, I shall make an outro. What outro should I make? I'll think about it and I'll tell you, because I like to leave mysteries and cliffhangers.